WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House is touting the administration's crackdown on illegal migrants as President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow. ABC's Karen Travers with details.
Tom Homan, the border czar, said that they're very pleased so far with their efforts on deportations. He said at the briefing that they have had 139,000 deportations so far. He's happy with that number, but of course, this is an effort that they say will be ongoing and continue to be quite robust.
An F/A-18 fighter jet rolled off the side of an aircraft carrier and sunk to the bottom of the Red Sea, the Navy said today. One sailor sustained minor injuries. Another also survived. Both the jet and the tow tractor went overboard. In Florida, authorities are still trying to determine exactly what caused last night's deadly collision between two vessels off Clearwater. One person was killed, 10 others injured when a boat ran into a ferry vessel carrying 45 people. That boat, police say, left the scene and was later identified. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison School's athletic director has given an impassioned plea asking the WIAA to reverse their policy on trans athletes. After President Donald Trump took office, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association changed its rules, barring trans kids from competing in girls' sports. WIAA leaders said they were complying with federal policy. At the yearly meeting last week, Madison Metropolitan School District Athletic Director Jeremy Schlitz said this change harms children.
Do not allow athletics to be a cause for mental health issues and irreversible harm. Our commitment to equitable, inclusive, and welcoming communities demands that all students, including transgender students, have the opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership, self-discipline through sports, a right protected by Title IX.
Schlitz called on the WIAA to allow a vote at next year's annual meeting so members could decide the future of the policy. I reached out to the WIAA, who confirmed they're following federal directives with this policy. Jimmy Cusco reports on the changes they made at that meeting.
School administrators approved four of five measures on the table affecting high school sports in Wisconsin at this year's annual meeting. One year after failing by 49 votes, an amendment allowing for name, image, and likeness opportunities for high school student athletes easily passed.
Supporting the motion, 293. Denying the motion, 108. Motion passes.
Also passing was a requirement for spectators ejected from events to take an online course in sportsmanship in addition to serving a one-game suspension in order to return. Summer coaching contact days were expanded from a five-day restriction to include all but the week of July 4th in June and July. And limits for freshman teams were changed to match JV and varsity teams. A measure that would have exempted cross-country from the tournament performance factor failed. The four new measures go into effect at the end of May when the WIAA publishes its bulletin.
That's Jimmy Cusco reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Bad news for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Damian Lillard has suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. An MRI today confirmed the injury. It happened in the first quarter of the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers in their playoff game last night in Milwaukee. Lillard, who turns 35 this summer, could be out for the next year. Head coach Doc Rivers.
That's why you have teammates and family, you know, around them. It's just such a great freaking dude. Like, on the basketball level, but more important, like as a teammate and a father and all that stuff. And, you know, no one deserves it, but golly, you just look at him. And so that's why I feel bad.
The Bucks play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night at 5. Milwaukee down 3-1 in that best-of-7 series. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-1 to snap a 4-game losing streak. They head to Chicago next to play the White Sox tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do we have as our special guest Mike McCabe?
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Civic Media.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Monday, back to work and back to school, the 28th of April, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Start the work week once again. Coming up a little what's worse for you. And then we're going to finish up what we started on Friday. Major things ahead for Congress. Lots of things to take our attention. The draft was great to have Mike Clemens on hour one talking about the draft. That's important. Damian Lillard out for the rest of the season and probably most of next year. A torn Achilles. Must-win situation for the Bucks in Indy tomorrow night. So all that's important. All that's taking our attention. But what we don't, I don't think, talk about enough is what's happening in Congress and some of these proposals that Trump is putting forward and how that might impact us here in Wisconsin. Speaking of Wisconsin, Dan Schaefer, our great political editor here at Civic Media, letting us know in the last 20 minutes, Donald Trump endorsing Derek Van Orten, Republican incumbent in the 3rd District on the western side of Wisconsin. As Gomer Pyle once said, surprise, surprise, surprise. No, not really. It's not a surprise at all. Rebecca Cook, the only Democrat so far who has announced that she is going to challenge Van Orten. We'll see if more Democrats get in very early, obviously, year and a half out. But Trump, interesting, though, the timing. Interesting, the timing. Republicans must feel that Van Orten is vulnerable for Trump already to be out there trying to save his guy. DVO. More of that as it comes forward. Right now at 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, we start our drive time weather and traffic check for you. Speaking of weather, first of all, be aware, as we've been talking about all afternoon long, current temperatures across the state of Wisconsin, it is a wide variety. In Superior, Wisconsin right now, it is 42 degrees. 42. Here in downtown Madison, 77. That is a wide variety. So as you see sunshine in parts of the state, unfortunately, that is not a great thing today because of those wide temperatures across the state. That sets up a front. And as that moves through,
the warm air as the sun comes out, and it destabilizes the atmosphere, and that creates some weather difficulties. We've been tracking one cell in particular this afternoon moving across the state of Wisconsin. This storm has a history of 50-mile-per-hour winds and half-inch-size hail. We zoom into live weather radar right now. This is affecting the Wausau area. Right now, this cell is over the city of Wausau, so for our listeners at WXCO, be aware of that, all the way up to Merrill. So from Merrill, basically all the way down to Mosinee. It just moved through the Mosinee area, and this is headed to the east-northeast, there we go, east-northeast at around 50 miles per hour. If you live in Antigo right now, be aware this storm is headed towards you. Wittenberg area, this storm is headed towards you. Gresham could also pick up some of these strong storms. And again, these at 50-mile-per-hour winds, just under the severe limit, so it's not a severe thunderstorm warning right now, but it's a very strong weather system indeed. And just over the last 30 minutes or so, two more cells have popped up in an area where it went through before, just north of Black River Falls. So our listeners on WFCW, the TAP up there in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area, these storms are east of Eau Claire, just north of Black River Falls. So be aware of that. Neillsville area, looks like you're probably going to get hit again, not with severe storms, but with heavy storms right now. These storms are going to continue to pop up throughout the afternoon and into the evening, overnight hours. Be aware, again, some parts of the state might not get much at all, but other places may get some very strong storms. We just want you to be aware of that. In terms of traffic right now in the Madison area for WMDX listeners, nothing really, no road closures, no super slowdowns, but parts of the Beltline, there are some cars that have been disabled and off on the shoulder. So be aware, you might get some gawkers out there that are slowing down traffic, but no major traffic accidents in the Madison metro area at this time. For our listeners on WAUK, Waukesha area, particularly the suburbs, once again, kind of normal afternoon drive time, slowdowns on Highway 41 going north and south from I-94 all the way up to alternate 43. So Highway 41 north and south slowdowns there. And also in the Milwaukee metro area, I-43 going north and south, north of the interstate there of 94. You're going to find the normal slowdowns there for you as well. So allow some extra time, as they say, on this Monday afternoon. It is coming up on 12 minutes past. I should say just past 12 past. It's past 12 past. It's coming
but not
up.
Not past 12 past 12. No, it's 12 past 3.
It's almost 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. This or that. But of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your opportunity to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin on all 11 news talk sports stations of the Civic Media Ready Network. No better way to have your voice, to have your products, your business advertised than right here on Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us to find out how you can join the Civic Media team. Weather, obviously, in the news today, so our What's Worse, timely indeed. Pretty simple. As honest, I may disagree. See what you think. The category for today, no clouds or cloudy. What's worse, no clouds or cloudy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today, your Apple Android device. Go to your app store. Go to the search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It won't cost you a dime. We're pretty chill. The Civic Media app. Download it today and text in your answer as well. What's worse, no clouds or cloudy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. For those watching on Facebook, Twitter, X, Twix, as Craig Ferguson dubbed it. YouTube as well. Great graphic by CP today. No clouds, has a beach, a beautiful beach, not a cloud in the sky, bright sunshine. And the other is kind of a, it actually looks like a coffee farm, if you want the truth, and very cloudy. So what's worse, clouds or no clouds? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Milwaukee, W-A-U-K. Brian, listening in Milwaukee. Brian, no clouds or cloudy? What's worse?
Well, that's a tough one because there's pros and cons to both.
Right.
With no clouds, you got a lot of sun, and it can be, you know, the sun beating down, you can get a real bad sunburn really quick. But then the other thing is if it's cloudy and overcast, the humidity is going to get trapped in the clouds, and then you just sweat like a pig.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, the thing was, I cut the grass earlier today, and it was funny because during the hour of cutting grass, the sun kept coming in and out and in and out and in and out. I was just like, well, you make up your mind, for Pete's sake. Either I'm going to get a sunburn or I'm going to be humid the whole time. You know?
Right.
But I would probably have to say, what's worse would be probably the sun being out, just because I know I burn like a crisp.
All right.
It doesn't matter how much sun lotion I put on.
Got it. No, I get it. Some people are very sensitive to that. So thanks, Brian. We appreciate your listenership. Thanks for being along with us. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, no clouds or cloudy? Give us a call. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, like Steve in Mount Horeb listening on WMDX. Steve says it depends on the temperature.
That's totally fair.
All right. That's fair indeed. Give us a call. What's worse, no clouds or cloudy? Zomers, you want to weigh in?
I think, yeah, it is a tough one. Because I think I am genetically predisposed to being an underground dweller.
Were you a hobbit in another life?
A really, really tall hobbit, I think. For many reasons I don't need to get into, I don't tolerate heat well. My eyes are very sensitive to sunlight. And so having no clouds is difficult because I need sunglasses and a hat or I will not be able to open my eyes. And also I'll probably burn and get really sweaty. But if it's cloudy and it's really humid, I will still also get sweaty, but at least I'll be able to see. So I'm going to say no clouds is worse.
No clouds is worse for you. No clouds is worse, you're saying.
For me. But I understand I'm not what you would call normal.
Well, I wouldn't say you're a sensitive person to heat and light. You're better off in a dark, cool room.
Yes, very much
you're
so.
You're like a potato or a rutabaga.
Certain plants.
You live well in a root cellar.
You know, you see all these foods that say store in a cool, dry place, and that's me.
Store zombers in a cool, dry place. What's worse, no clouds or cloudy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll see if we get a couple more calls here before I give you mine. Or while we're waiting, here's an interesting fact related to artificial intelligence, one of my favorite subjects. A late 2024 survey found that 67% of U.S. respondents reported being nice to their chatbots. Of those who practice courtesy, 55% of American AI users said they do it because it's the right thing to do, while 12% did it to appease the algorithm in the case of an AI uprising. That is one paragraph in an article entitled Sam Altman Admits That Saying Please and Thank You to ChatGPT is Wasting Millions of Dollars in Computing Power. You can read the full article at futurism.com. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I saw that article too.
Really? By saying please and thank you to your chatbot, you're wasting millions of dollars in computing power?
Yeah, it's just more things it has to process and figure out what's important for your questions.
855-752-4842. Let's go out to the RC quickly. WRCE Whistler in Richland Center. Whistler, you got to make it fast, but no clouds or cloudy. What's worse, Whistler?
No clouds.
No clouds.
Cloudy, actually.
Oh.
Cloudy, because then I can't see the northern lights.
That's a great point. that if you have clouds, you can't see the Northern Lights or the Milky Way or anything else. All right, Whistler, we appreciate it. Have a great day out there in Richland Center. Was just out there over the weekend. Beautiful, beautiful country out there. Come on back. We'll wrap up What's Worse and talk about the budget and Congress on the other side. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to Cross Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Spring is here. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with EB3 Landscaping. With 15 years of top quality service, they treat your property like their own. 608-209-2185 for expert care and a vibrant tomorrow.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As if the Federal Election Commission didn't have enough problems, another member has reportedly chosen not to continue when his term runs out April 30th. That leaves the normally six-member commission with three and unable to conduct business. FEC members are nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate, and by law should have three Republicans and three Democrats. A Republican member, Sean Cooksey, resigned effective January 20th, and days later, President Donald Trump fired, likely illegally, FEC Chair Democrat Ellen Weintraub in a one-sentence letter. That left the minimum number of commissioners to conduct business until now. News outlet Notice is reporting that Republican Commissioner Alan Dickerson steps down April 30th, leaving only three members and no quorum. The typically ineffectual FEC, due to its equal partisan numbers, will cease hearings, rulemaking, and actions on campaign finance complaints for the fourth time in its history. Two previous shutdowns were in 2019 and 2020 during the first Trump administration. Donald Trump, subject of scores of past and present campaign finance complaints, including the notorious Stormy Daniels payoff, has already fired inspectors general in 17 federal agencies, so he's unlikely to be in a hurry to nominate any new FEC commissioners. We have more on the FEC's struggles to keep elections fair at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Having fun doing it. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock across the state of Wisconsin. Allball Show on Civic Media. Take a look at traffic around the state. Start of your rush hour. Start of your drive time. In the greater Milwaukee area, I mean, it's pretty far west of Milwaukee. More Wauwatosa area. From the Interstate 94 going east and west, Highway 41, Interstate 41, going north and south, really now pretty much all the way from Menominee Falls all the way down to, west of West Allis and the interstate. That entire line of Highway 41 north and south. Lots of slowdowns right now in both directions, really starting to go from yellow into red there, as is Interstate 43 north and south from Highway 94 up to I-90. Going to be slow on both 41 north and south and 43 north and south. So be prepared for those slowdowns in your afternoon commute. Talking about what's worse right now, what's worse, no clouds or cloudy. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Pleased to have Judy with us in Lodi, who says, she's listening on WMDX, says, worse is no clouds. I don't like it too bright and sunny. It makes it harder to see while driving, and I hate being blinded by the light. I'm not a morning person with bright lights at all. So there you go. She's saying worse is no clouds, that she doesn't like the sun. So thanks, Judy. Appreciate you listening up there in beautiful Lodi. Also, Sean back in the RC, WRCE in Richland Center, saying no clouds is worse. The fish bite better on a cloudy day. Well, there you go. From a fisher person, a fisherman right there. And you agreed with that over the break, right?
Yeah, sometimes you got to be willing to sit out in the rain a little bit if you want to get the best fishing time.
Makes them bite a little bit better, right? What's your thought? No clouds or cloudy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
What do you think?
I will, for me personally, because I like light. I like the sun. I mean, I don't mind a rainy day once in a while. I mean, once in a while, it's just, especially during the summer, kind of like an afternoon light, not like damaging, but a nice afternoon or evening thunderstorm with kind of gentle rain I find that kind of therapeutic.
Oh, yeah. To sit out on the porch and just be in that atmosphere and smell that is
right.
Great.
No, I think that's therapeutic. But in general, like, I don't like a string of cloudy days. That kind of gets me down. Kind of depressed. I'm a light person. I like the sun. So for me personally, I would say cloudy is worse. So Zomers and I disagree. He's a no clouds is worse kind of guy. I'm overall a cloudy day is worse for me.
I figured we'd probably disagree on that one, given how much time you spend in El Salvador. And
yeah, well, not lately, but yes.
Well, how much time you have spent in El Salvador.
Yeah, beaches, love that. I like that. It's just, I enjoy it. All right, that was fun. What's worse for today? Join us tomorrow in hour number two for another edition of What's Worse. We started this on Friday. Want to get to it today. Going to start it, pick it up after the bottom of the hour break. Major things ahead for Congress. Want to quickly recap a couple of things we talked about on Friday. One of them are rescissions. Rescissions. Expect Congress to get President Trump's list of suggested cuts, which they have now for current spending items. And they're known as rescissions. Now, the rescissions, it could be up to $9 billion in spending, according to Punchbowl. Great news source. And rescissions differ from traditional cuts by Congress because these are things that are affecting this year's spending instead of next biennium spending or next year's spending. Here, Trump is expected to propose current cuts, including possibly eliminating funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Could affect some 1,500 local public media stations, NPR and PBS. Once Trump proposes the rescissions, Congress has 45 legislative days to accept or amend them. Otherwise, his request lapses and funding stays intact. Number two, reconciliations. When last we left Republican lawmakers, they had passed the first critical step toward expanding and extending Trump's tax cuts in a budget resolution. Remember that? A lot of people voted for that. Wisconsin Republican delegation voted for it. Said, no, we're not making cuts to anything. Well, they're kind of sort of technically right. Because the rubber meets the road in reconciliation. This blueprint opens up the reconciliation process, quote unquote, and that allows Republicans to pass tax cuts and some other agenda items through the Senate with a simple majority vote. They do not have significant time if they want to make the deadline. The budget resolution sets a May 9th deadline for committees to write the tax cut portion of the bill. Doing this will not be easy. The budget resolution left most of the hard questions unanswered. Among them, how much spending must be cut and where those cuts will come from. How much should the debt ceiling increase? Which tax cuts should be added and for whom and for how long? Again, this is why I use the term where the rubber meets the road. Republicans got criticized saying, well, you're cutting Medicaid. You're cutting programs that affect the most vulnerable. And guys like Derek Van Orten and Glenn Grothman and others said, no. Well, again, technically, they're not wrong because what they passed first was kind of the larger scale thing. Now, to achieve those things, you can't move forward unless you make those cuts. But now they have to vote. Now they have to make those cuts in those programs that they said they weren't going to. You can't have it both ways, boys. 855-752-4842. Back after this, we'll get more into the major things ahead for the United States Congress and how it affects Wisconsin. It's the All Bowls Show at Civic Media on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Potato planting has begun here in Wisconsin, but there are still some worries ahead. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Tamas Houlihan, the executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, share some of the worries that they have for this 2025 season.
I think we've already seen a slight decline in consumption of French fries. And while French fries are not a huge part of where Wisconsin potatoes end up, they are about one-third of the potatoes produced in the U.S. They end up as French fries. And so when consumption goes down and our friends out west in Idaho and Washington and Oregon and out east in Maine, if they can't ship frozen fries overseas, that hurts the entire domestic industry. That'll just flood the domestic market if we're not able to export efficiently.
Houlihan says that though these worries are in the future, currently producers are feeling like they are in a good place and expect a good planting season. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo. And we'll see how the market's finished up right after this.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. A slight mix on the close today as cash corn is down 3.25 cents at 475.5, with new crop corn down 5.5 at 450.25. Cash soybeans saw a gain of 2.25 cents at 1052, with new crop soybeans down 0.25 cents at 1034.75. May wheat contracts are down 14.5 at 515.5, with July wheat down 14 cents at 531. Class 3 milk is showing some gains as May contracts are up 3 cents at 1830 a hundredweight, and June contracts are up 18 cents at 1726 a hundredweight. Barrels of cheese saw no change, sitting at 170.5, and 40-pound block also saw no change at 170. And butter went down 0.5 cents at 227.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe tonight with hail, gusty winds, and even a tornado. Temps fall out of the 60s tonight into the 50s tomorrow as rain wraps early but breezy with clearing. Currently it's 79.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have as our special guest, Mike McCabe.
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, April 23rd, 2025, 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Taking a look at our weather situation across the state of Wisconsin. Been tracking some that's the thing. They're not technically severe storms, but many of these storms, 50-mile-per-hour winds, half-inch-sized hail, according to the National Weather Service. Another, they kind of keep popping up along this same area, say from the Black River Falls area, and then head from there north and east. And so now, once again, another strong storm north of Marshfield, headed once again towards the Wausau area. And then another strong storm right now over Merrill. So those are the two cells that we're watching right now. Again, not technically severe, but strong storms. And also for our La Crosse listeners right now, another line of storms just having moved through the La Crosse area. And now just to the east of La Crosse, headed towards the Sparta and Viroqua areas right now. So be aware of that. Other places, some showers and storms popping up. Nothing super strong right now. But keep an eye to the sky because it's going to be a rough night for parts of the state. And again, some people are going to say, what are you talking about, Todd? Because I'm not seeing or hearing anything. And there will be parts of the state that don't get a whole lot at all. But there are parts of the state that are going to get strong storms because of the fact that in Madison right now, it's 77 degrees. And in Superior, Wisconsin right now, it is in the mid-40s. So we have this unstable air mass across the state of Wisconsin, and that's going to cause some weather problems as we go through the overnight hours into the evening and overnight hours tonight. Checking traffic for you once again, normal to heavy traffic than normal on the interstate areas around the Milwaukee area, particularly going north and south. People trying to get north and south right now in the greater Milwaukee area. I-43 from say 94 up to I-90. So that whole stretch of I-43 right now going slow. Be prepared for that. And also I-41 going north and south from 94 pretty much all the way to just south of Menominee Falls. That entire stretch, you're going to see slowdowns there, so just be aware of that. No major road closures, although there are some disabled vehicles around the Beltline in Madison right now, not causing any complete road closures, but some disabled vehicles off to the side of the road may get some gawkers, so be aware of that. Don't gawk, just continue to drive. That's what slows everything down, you understand?
Don't make a second victim.
That's a good way to put it, Somers. Don't make a second victim. Speaking of victims, the American taxpayer, right? Talking about what's coming to Congress now that the Easter recess is over and major things ahead for Congress. Some of these things are not making the big headlines because of larger, kind of more media sexy type of stories. Trump going on Truth Social saying wacky things. But these are things that are going to have to be talked about in the coming days and weeks. What are your thoughts on this new budget coming up, these new congressional votes? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Do you or someone you know use Medicaid? Medicaid. Now, my former party, likes to paint this as quote unquote welfare. Oh, we don't want to give people welfare. Well, it turns out a lot of their voters are on Medicaid because Medicaid is not for people It's not singularly for people who are quote unquote lazy. By the way, that's just kind of a more or less a myth. Yes, of course, you're always going to have a couple of bad apples in every barrel who are going to try to game the system. But I don't want to say it never happens, because then somebody's going to bring up the one in a million case where it happens.
But it's so rare that the benefits far exceed the detriment.
Right. Especially after Tommy George Thompson, when he was governor, in a bipartisan way, created welfare to work. Makes it much harder to quote unquote game the system. But most people want to work. Most people want to, they're looking for a hand up, not a handout. And so there are a lot of people in predominantly Republican voting areas of Wisconsin who are disabled. Veterans, for instance. People who went and served their countries overseas. Have PTSD or whatever the case may be. They aren't able to work either fully or at all. And so part of their support comes from Medicaid money. It might be our parents or grandparents who worked all their life, who saved up, who tried to, you know, pull themselves up by the bootstrap, great upstanding members of our community, but in later life develop things like dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever it might be. And they had no choice but to go into elder care, to memory care. Those places aren't cheap, folks. My maternal grandmother was in a nursing care facility last 6-7 years of her life. It can be $8,000-$9,000 a month. A month. And for folks that can't pay it, they don't get kicked out on the street. Once they go into that facility and their own savings is gone, Medicaid takes over. So the future of Medicaid is up for grabs in Congress coming up the next few weeks. As part of the reconciliation process, Republicans will have to grapple with how and whether they want to significantly cut or reform Medicaid. The reconciliation instructions to the House make it mathematically impossible for that chamber to meet its goals without cutting back on the funding of Medicaid. And this is what Democrats have been talking about. And this is what Republicans like Derek Van Orten, Glenn Grothman, and Tom Tiffany, and Scott Fitzgerald have all denied. And as I said earlier in this segment, they get by with it kind of sort of because technically they're kind of sort of right. Let me explain. So they had the first step was the larger picture, right? But it doesn't delineate how you get there in terms of funding and or cuts. So the Republicans can look at you and say, I didn't vote to cut Medicaid. No, I didn't do that. But Congressman, Congresswoman, you voted for an overall spending bill, yes. But I didn't vote for Medicaid cuts. Which is technically true, because this vote coming up, this is where the rubber meets the road, you see. It's kind of like, I don't know, you go grocery shopping, right? And you say, well, what should we have for dinner? Well, I would like a steak. I like a filet. And I like a bottle of wine, maybe a six-pack of beer. And how about, though, they have been passing the deli and they make these great chocolate cakes. All right. So let's see. The top of the line filet, that's going to cost you about, well, it depends on where you go and whatnot. It could cost you 15, 20 bucks a pop. So a couple of those will say 40 bucks for two filets, 20 bucks for a bottle of wine, we're at 60. And then the cake is another 10. So we're at 70 bucks. For dinner. And then you look at your debit card, or you look at your phone, or you look at your checkbook. Well, we've only got $40 to spend. So you have a choice, right? You can have the filet and the wine and the chocolate cake, and not pay your $70 electric bill, or you pay the $70 electric bill and, you know, you have hamburger and a soda or something. I don't know. I'm making it overly simplistic, but you get the point. Congress has to do the same thing. They're saying they want filet in terms of the tax cut they want for the corporations, by the way. But now they got to pay for it. So the reconciliation instructions in the House of Representatives, it makes it mathematically impossible for that chamber to meet its goals without cutting back on Medicaid. That's one of the largest things that Congress puts in funding where our tax dollars go. But to make things more complex, stand by, the instructions to the Senate floor, or to the Senate, are far more loose. In other words, the chambers will have to negotiate this part of the Trump, quote unquote, big, beautiful bill and expect a potentially sharp fight amongst Republicans over those priorities. This is not going to be just a Republican versus Democratic fight. Because the way the chambers work, the Senate can be more loosey-goosey about it. But the House can't. They got to have real numbers on this. So stand by for that. Also coming up, nomination holds. Here's the deal. I like that. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. We particularly love raising what may be overlooked. So here's the deal. One by one, a handful of Democratic senators have begun using a Senate procedure called placing holds to slow down or block specific Trump administration nominees, either individually or in large groups. At the minimum, a hold means that a nominee cannot be fast-tracked and approval may be significantly slowed down. It could be de facto prevent a vote on a nominee altogether depending upon the circumstances. Here's a couple of examples. Senator Brian Schatz, Democrat of Hawaii. I'm a fan. He's placed holds on some 300 nominees, including all nominees for the Department of State. Schatz has written that he objects to Trump's gutting of the U.S. Agency for International Development, better known as USAID, as well as cuts and actions affecting other agencies. Senator Ruben Gallego, Democrat of Arizona, has done the same for all nominees at the Department of Veterans Affairs, objecting to proposed cuts for that agency. And see, again, you kind of got to know the backstory, because what you're going to hear from Republicans on conservative talk is, oh my gosh, Democrats hate veterans because they're not confirming President Trump's nominees to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. But the truth is, Democrats like Gallego, I believe he's a veteran, are saying, no. You guys are gutting this agency. You're taking away. So like when you call the VA to make your appointment, or you're trying to get into VA if you're a veteran or a family member, now because Trump and Musk and their made-up agency of DOGE have cut so many people, and we're hearing stories about this now. A lot of people are saying they're calling into the Department of Veteran Affairs, they can't get an appointment, or they're having to wait a lot longer. And so Democrats are saying, yeah, the reason is because Trump's cutting all these positions, so we're not going to put more of your stooges in until you properly fund the Department of Veteran Affairs and stand up for our American heroes. Back after this, we'll wrap it up. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News, followed by an important check of our weather. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, comes on after that, give you the sports report. We appreciate Clemens coming on our show today. Be aware of the weather. Keep it tuned to your favorite weather source throughout the afternoon, evening, into the overnight hours, as we're seeing some heavy storms pop up across parts of Wisconsin this afternoon. Again, it's kind of been interesting to watch from a weather standpoint, but a lot of these storms have been popping up along the Black River Falls area and then head east, northeast at around 50 miles per hour. Some of those storms have been creating gusty winds up to 50 miles per hour and then some smaller sized hail as well. A couple of cells continuing to pop up right now. Currently looking at weather radar, we can see west and northwest of Wausau right now, right above Stratford, have some strong cells there around the Merrill area, just south of Tomahawk, some strong storms right there right now, and those are heading to the east, northeast, around 50 miles per hour. And then southwest-ish Wisconsin, between Sparta and Toma, another strong cell right now that is moving about due east with some heavy rains and lightning as well. So 77 degrees right now in Madison, where we are in Somersby are at 46, was it, in Superior? So
yeah. Right around there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a wide range of temperatures, and that's part of what's creating some of these storms to pop up. The sun is only going to fuel those storms, so be aware of that across the state of Wisconsin. Quick final check of traffic at this hour. Again, the greater Milwaukee area, if you're going north and south on Interstate 43 in both directions from 94 up to 190, take some extra time or allow some extra time. Both north and south on I-43, slow going right now. It is cleared up a bit to the west of there on I-41, north and south between 94 and all the way up to Menominee Falls, but still some slow spots there as well. On in Waukesha, a couple more disabled vehicles now off the road, so those are on the shoulder, but again, you might get some people kind of gawking there, but it's not blocking traffic directly. And then in the greater Madison area on the Beltline, again, a couple of disabled vehicles off on the shoulder, but nothing that is literally blocking traffic. So that is a check of your weather and traffic update now at 55 minutes past the hour. Want to wrap this up. Of things, I know this stuff isn't as sexy as what's on Truth Social and some of the big headlines, but I think it's important to keep our eyes on this. These nomination holds, the reconciliation, things that are happening in Congress, and in particular, we're talking about these cuts to Medicaid, which again, to reiterate, this might be one of the most important things we've talked about all day, is that what Congress has already passed in terms of their overall budget, they cannot make that happen without significant cuts to Medicaid. Either A, they can't make all the tax cuts they want happen, or B, we're going to see significant cuts in Medicaid. And again, this does not mean quote-unquote welfare. These are our folks that have worked all their life who are now retired. It might be in nursing homes on Medicaid. It might be disabled veterans. Lots of other folks.
Kids. A lot of kids.
You're right. Thank you. A lot of kids. So if you're concerned about this, I urge you to call your local congressperson. I heard Congressman Mark Pocan talking about this on Tom Hartman's show last week. Somebody called in and said, well, I think we should start calling our Republican Congress people and urging them to join Hakeem Jeffries. It only takes five to basically unseat Johnson as speaker and get things done. That's a great thought. But even Mark Pocan said, look, when someone goes to my website and they go to leave me an email, you have to type in your zip code. And if your zip code doesn't match those in my district, you're not even able to allow to use or to leave a message. And he said, because I have two staffers to respond to all that constituent email, and I just don't have the staff to respond to people outside my district. And as a former congressional staffer myself, I know that to be true. So I understand the sentiment, but it's much more effective if you call your own or email your own congressperson, whomever that might be. And of course, in Wisconsin, we have two U.S. senators, one Democrat, Tammy Baldwin, one Republican, Ron Johnson. So call them, email them, and say, look, we're not for these Medicaid cuts, if that's important to you. A couple more of these, one more of this nominee. Senator Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, put a hold on Trump's nominee for U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., a pivotal prosecutor in the Department of Justice system. Schiff argues that the nominee is a Trump loyalist who helped organize the January 6, 2021, quote-unquote, Stop the Steal rally and should be blocked. I agree with Senator Schiff. We know that Trump has pushed against any delays seeking his nominees confirmed, at times threatening to upend the nomination system itself by launching recess appointments. Watch for this area as a possible increased tension in the weeks and months ahead. If it boils, it will boil quickly. Great show today. Appreciate Mike Clemens for stopping by. Zomers also, thank you. Always great work. All of you for listening as well. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition. What's worse as well, stay safe out there on the roadways, but also watch the weather, folks. It might get bumpy later on. Till then, Todd Allball say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A U.S. Navy fighter jet rolled off an aircraft carrier today and sank into the Red Sea. The USS Truman positioned off Yemen's coast and part of the mission to disable Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Strongholds, ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The incident occurred as the $70 million jet was being towed from the hangar bay of the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman. Both the fighter jet and the tow tractor rolled off the carrier deck and into the Red Sea. Two crew members, one on board the FA-18 and another inside the tractor, jumped out in time. But officials say one sailor suffered a minor injury.
Happening now at the White House, President Trump welcoming the Philadelphia Eagles to celebrate their Super Bowl win back in February. Russia has called for a pause in fighting for 3 days next month, with Ukraine tomorrow.